Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Karen Cortrell Reisman's here, too. Karen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back, in fact, she's in her 10th year as a member of our Brain Trust. She is the author of a number of books, including The Naked Truth About Selling and The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches. She is one of the top communication experts on the planet. She's also a cousin of Albert Einstein, and when you hear her talk, as you have before, you know, you'll see the connection. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Always a pleasure to have you back. One of the things I was saying before you got here, Karen, was I was reminding my audience that they're my customers, and I was thanking them for the business. And I wanted them to hear from me, out of my mouth, with great conviction, how much they mean to me, how much I appreciate them, and how important my customers are to me. Now, I think that's a fundamental, that's a simple, almost primordial, marketplace primordial fundamental that needs to be practiced all the time, every day in business. What do you think?
I couldn't agree with you more. Our segment this morning is about how to speak for yourself to make more money. So what you did is one way that you can make more money. I want to talk about how you can communicate to make more money, and that is you have to communicate your benefit to the customer. Your appreciation of the customer, which is what you just did, is so important. But I want to talk about other ways that you have to share with your prospect and customer their benefit. Here's what I mean. You have to show your prospect or your customer, and I mean your customer, even people that have been a part of your business model for a while, number one, how you make them money or save them money. Number two, how you increase their business. And number four, how you make their life easier.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to show them you save them money, make them money, make their life easier.
Well, either one or any combination of those, right?
And increase their customers.
Mm-hmm. If you're business to business,
right?
If you're a retailer, that's the last one. How do you make their life better? Whatever that would be, it would apply to you.
Or,
as a retailer.
As what I do is I work with top level professionals on their communication skills.
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever their businesses are, whether they're a lawyer or they're in the health industry or they're in the insurance industry or they're a politician, they need to do these same things. Mm-hmm. They want to increase their customer base or their voting base. They need to save people money, make people money, or somehow make their life easier.
Well, regardless of what you do, you have customers. You may call them clients, but either way, there's somebody that you do something for, that your business model is designed to attract and to add value to them, whether it be a retail customer or another business who's going to take what you give them, what you sell them, and convert it into a product for themselves. So either way, you have customers, right?
Absolutely. And we must make sure that they know. So, for example, when I work with a client, I want them to know, how do you save people money? How do you make people more money? And how do you make their life easier?
Is what you're saying the classic value proposition? Is that what you mean?
Absolutely. And it's what we've talked about also before, and that was, what's the story of your business? And it's not just let's just use my story. It's not just that I speak or I consult, or I coach. That's not the story. The story is that I help you become more confident, articulate, and comfortable so that you can share your story of your business and help other people.
When I had my consulting company, one of the smartest things I ever did was come up with this tagline, I'm an executive vice president you can rent.
And that's good.
And what I told them in those few short words was they could hire somebody, an executive vice president, somebody who has you know, broad capability, and you don't have to adopt me. You can just rent me an hour at a time. And that helped me get more business than anything just by saying that.
And my tagline is, Karen Cortell Reisman, president of Speak for Yourself, helps you make more money. It's all in how you speak for yourself.
Mm-hmm. And so those are things. Now, and of course, taglines are taglines. You got to back it up with something. But it is important for customers to get it intuitively that even before you've had a chance to demonstrate it, that's on your mind, that you're aware that the value of you to them, that there has to be some value. There needs to be a value proposition. And what you're talking about is getting that value proposition out early, getting it up front, right?
Right. And for example, I just had a client that came to my office from Florida, and I live in Texas. Hello, everybody. And she's an attorney who also does a television show. And what she told me after we worked together is, I'm taping my next TV program today, and I'm excited about my new opening and my new closing. My work with you have moved me to a different level. So here's somebody that has a successful practice, and yet she now is giving her news out via a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And so the specifics is that we worked on the beginning and the ending and how to make her program more cohesive. But what she's really doing is helping to increase her customer base, make life easier of her client base, and save them money.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting client.
Well, these are things that, just take these ideas that Karen, and some of them are fundamental. Some of them, some of you might be saying, well, duh, I do this all the time. Well, good for you. But guess what? I go in the marketplace all the time, and I go into businesses, and I don't see this. I don't see customers. I don't see businesses treating me like a customer, like they should as a customer. So we've all got a lot to learn about this. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Karen Cortell Reisman is our guest. Speakforyourself.com. Is that right, Karen?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.